Section 162 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser, read for LibriVox.org. Jealous and formidable foes, justifiable in certain exigencies. Keen power of calculation and unhesitating audacity. Kindle the flames of genuine oratory. Knotty and subtle disquisitions. Labored and far-fetched elocution. Laid down in a most unflinching and vigorous fashion. Lamentable instances of extravagance. Lash themselves into fury. Lax theories and corresponding practices. Lay hold of the affections. Laden mood of dullness. Lend a critical ear. Lest the requirements of courtesy be disregarded. Links in the chain of reasoning. Little less than scandalous. Lofty and distinguished simplicity. Long-sighted continuity of thought and plan. Looking at the matter by and large. Looming large and ugly in the public view. Loose and otiose statement. Lost in indolent content. Lovely beyond all words. Lucidity and argumentative vigor. Lulled into a sense of false satisfaction. Maddened by a jealous hate. Maintained with ingenuity and vigor. Manifestly harsh and barbarous. Marvelous copiousness of illustration. Marvelously suggestive and inspiring. Man of profound erudition. Mere effects of negligence. Microscopic analysis of character. Mingled distrust and fear. Ministering to mere pleasure and indulgence. Minutely and rationally exposing their imperfections. Morbid and subjective brooding. More or less severe and prolonged. Moved to unaccustomed tears. My worst suspicions were confirmed. Mysterious and invincible darkness. Naked vigor of resolution. Naturally prone to believe. Necessity thus imposed by prudence. Nerveless and faceless folly. No more than brief palliatives of or mitigations. Noble and sublime patience. Noisy torrent of talk. Not adverse to a little gossip. Not so much polished as varnished. Noted for their quixotic love of adventure. Nothing could be more captious or unfair. Nothing remained but a graceful acquiescence. Notoriously distracted by internecine jealousies. Objects of general censure. Obscured beneath the rubbish of the age. Obsessed with an overweening pride. Obstacles that are difficult but not insuperable. obviously at variance with facts, occasioned by direct moral turpitude, oddly amenable to the proposed innovations, often employed promiscuously, ominous and swift days, omitting all compliments and commonplaces, on a noble and commanding scale, on sure ground of fact, on the edge of great irritability, on the horns of the dilemma, one of life's ironical adjustments, one of the foreseen and inevitable results, one tissue of rashness, folly, ingratitude, and injustice, openly flouted and disavowed, oppressed by some vague dread, organs of party rage and popular frenzy. Our opinions were diametrically opposed. Our vaunted civilization, outward mark of obeisance and humiliation, overcome by an access of misery, overshadowed by a fretful anxiety, overwhelmed with reproach and popular indignation. Painful and lamentable indifference, palpably and unmistakably commonplace, parading an exception to prove a rule, paralyzed by infirmity of purpose, paralyzing doubts and scruples, paramount obligation and righteousness, partial and fragmentary evidence, passionately addicted to pleasure, patently inimical to liberty, patience under continual provocation, peculiarly liable to misinterpretation, peddling in pitiful compromises, pelting one another with catchwords, perfectly illustrated and exemplified, perpetually excite our curiosity, pierced to the quick, pitiful shifts of policy, plainly dictated by a lofty purpose, pleading the exigencies of strategical interest, plunged into tumultuous preoccupation, pointed out with triumphant malice, polished beauty of diction, political storm and stress, position of titular command, preached with a fierce unction, precipitate and arbitrary changes, predict the gloomiest consequences, pregnant with a lesson of the deepest import, presented with matchless vigor and courage, princely generosity of praise, prodigious and portentous events, protracted to a vexatious length, proud schemes for aggrandizement, provocative of bitter hostility, pruned of their excrescences and grotesque extremes, purged of glaringly offensive features, pursued to a vicious extent, questioned and tested in the crucible of experience, quickened into a stabbing suspicion. Quickness to conceive and courage to execute. Quite destitute of resources. Quixotically generous about money. End of section 162. This recording is in the public domain.